Why Love a Mystery. In the morning, in the monastery of the monks of San Felipe, somewhere in the southeast of the Great Lost Plateau, Venezuela, South America. The minute the party entered the monastery proper, Jack and Doc were separated. Doc was to follow a guide who led him into a bare stone cell, fed him, gave him a swatch of straw and a blanket to lie on, and then left Doc to himself. No one came near him, so after a period of restlessness, he lay down and went to sleep. At 3 o'clock in the morning, a cowled, robed figure entered the cell, barely silhouetted in the wavering light of a single candle flame in the hands of his attendant. The figure bent and touched the sleeping Doc gently on the shoulder. Doc came awake and up into sitting position, all in one instant.
What is it?
Be not disturbed, my friend. I am come only to speak with you.
There is no time for talking. Oh, what time is it in here?
It is 3 o'clock as you tell time.
Am I supposed to know who you are?
I am one of those who must pass judgment upon you before you will be allowed to go further.
You don't pass judgment on me?
That is why I am here.
For judgment for what?
I ain't done nothing. No, you misunderstand. Father, I am to pass judgment on your qualifications or capabilities.
Huh?
I have found that most people find a great deal of satisfaction in discussing themselves with someone who will listen.
Oh, yeah, I like to talk about myself. Who don't? Anyway, the part of myself I don't mind showing. Like, I don't care if you know I'm a pretty darn good private detective. Before that, me and Jack is kind of soldiers of fortune. We've done some fighting down here in South America and a couple revolutions. We fought with that there Christian Chinese general in China before the big fracas busted out. And then we joined up with General Chiang Kai-shek and fought Japs for almost a year while the rest of the world is trying to make up its mind whether to get in or not. That's the kind of stuff you're interested in?
No, you misunderstand. Your history is colorful, and at another time I would like to hear more of it, but now I should like to know some personal things about you. Mr. Long, are you married?
Married? Me?
You have not?
Not me.
Have you ever been?
Never.
Have you any attachments where women are concerned at the moment?
Oh, hey, now.
You mind so much asking such questions?
Oh, no, except they make me feel kind of silly.
About this attachment?
Well, I know plenty of girls back up in Hollywood.
You are in no way obligated to any of them or emotionally attached?
Just good friends.
Have you any other attachments or obligations which would prevent you from cutting yourself off from the past, at least temporarily?
Cutting myself off from the past? You mean by that, would I be willing to, for instance, stay down here in this neck of the woods for the rest of my life? Is that what you're getting at?
Before you accepted this assignment, you were rewarded with a consideration.
Oh, I'll say it was a consideration, a leather bag full of the kind of stuff you'd expect to find in Captain Kidd's treasure chest.
Exactly. Would you be averse to accumulating a great deal more of such a treasure?
Well, now you're talking about something I can understand. Only there's just one thing I want to ask about.
Well?
Why do you bring me up here and talk to me alone? Why don't you make the proposition in front of Jack, too?
Because you alone will be allowed to participate in what I am offering.
And it's that.
I must have misunderstood you.
No, you didn't. If Jack ain't in on this, too, then let's do it.
I don't believe you understand what I'm talking about. There's a great treasure of precious metals and stones which, according to legend, were lost when the Spanish came to the Americas. They were not lost. They were taken into protective custody by those who are now interested in you.
Hey, the Spanish come over here hundreds of years ago.
Yes, that is true.
Then how could those who hid the treasure be interested in me? They'd be dead and turned back to earth by this time.
I do not speak of individuals. I speak of a race of people, a way of life, an order of existence so much older than anything your ancient history books ever dreamed of, that there is no comparison.
You sound like your gun.
What did you say?
Well, say you sound like that little nature girl, your gun.
What do you know of your gun?
Well, she's been traveling with us like 3 days. We picked her up in that San Philip Atapapa forest, and she's been with us off and on her fence. Why, do you know her?
She came to this place with you?
Yeah, she's down in them cells with Jack and Jeremiah.
I know. I can't hear the who knows.
Sorry, I don't know.
Faruka, Karibu Shore is too.
Sorry, I don't know, Faruka.
Huh? Hey, where's he going?
I am sending him to bring the girl Yoganda.
You seem to be awfully darn interested in her.
Who is she? This is not a question either to be asked nor answered.
Well, sure do like your mysteries, don't you?
To return to our discussion, those who are interested in you also are the custodians of the great treasury of gold and jewels. If you are willing to cut yourself off from all ties, all interests which have been yours until now, if you are willing to accept instead that which is in store for you, you will be rewarded with wealth beyond average.
What wealth beyond average?
You will be a rich man until the end of your days. Nothing will be beyond your want or desire.
You know what you're doing, Frank. You're appealing to the Texas boy. You're making my mouth water like hound dog looking to put a house steak in the eye. In fact, if you was to sprout a couple of horns and bust out with cloven hooves, I'd say, hi, you Satan, and wouldn't be the least bit surprised.
Perhaps you would like to come with me and see some of this great treasury for yourself?
Not me.
You will never have another opportunity.
It don't make no matter. If you can't cut Jack in on a deal, I ain't interested.
Here, hold out your hand.
Huh? Hey. Diamonds. Rubies and emeralds and... Hey. What am I supposed to do with these?
Keep them with you the rest of the night. Sleep with them and think over what we have to offer.
The heck with that. Take them back. Here.
You mean that?
You're doing too, my mimi. You ain't bribing me. Oh, here's one fella in the cuff of my trousers. Take that, too.
Don't be hasty. You still want to reconsider.
Hey, look, pal, I'm getting awful sick hearing your voice. If you don't want to bust on this move, you just keep nagging. Oh, there's old Sanskrit back again.
Oh, all right, Rupert.
No. Can only see two or see two now.
Huh? What's he saying? Why didn't he bring your gun?
She sends word that she prefers to stay where she is.
Oh, she does, huh? Okay. What happens now?
You will be permitted to go forward. You have met your test.
Test? What test?
If you had accepted my offer, or if you had as much as hesitated one instant in refusing it, you would have been turned back.
You mean that was all a lot of hokum? That there wasn't any great treasure?
Oh, yes. I did not tell you a single untruth. Now you may depart on the next leg of your journey. Even now, the new salt tosses is loaded with his burden and stands waiting at the outer gate.
And Jack and Jeremiah and Uganda coming too?
They will be at the gate almost as soon as you are.
But what's you rushing us off in the middle of the night for?
Well, you're about to go. It doesn't matter.
Huh? What kind of talk is that?
Go with my attendant. Mano ni la fuera fuera.
I don't know.
So here we go again. Story. I turned down $1 billion in cold cash, and so now I'm an honorable man, and we can go ahead with our journey.
Couldn't you have held up a little so I could have got a little more sleep? Right here, Sam, getting us on a trail. 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, and what a trail. We seem to be climbing straight up a rock precipice. How you coming, Jeremiah?
Fine. The roof in the cold is quite low. Almost cold now.
Dream
dark. Yes, these two places. I hear the ladies in the daylight, and I like
you. You still with us, Jeremiah?
Oh, yes.
Now, will you make a dark story?
Perhaps you're a little stuck in. It's Dr. Sheridan, Jeremiah, sir. Of course he would be tested.
Come here.
But I do not understand why they asked you about your interest in me.
Yeah, you're not married. You're sad.
Yes. It was a strange question. Yeah. We reached some level ground, Christine.
Well, what was it he said at the end, Doctor, about where we were going? Well, I said, what was the idea of rushing us off in the middle of the night? And he said, where you're going, it don't matter. You know what he's talking about, Jeremiah?
Yes, yes, I know. He was speaking of the problems of the West River Bowl Futura.
Captain, does that mean we're going underground?
Yes. In fact, we're just entering. It's too bad to see.
Doc? Are you listening?
Hey, Uganda. Where the heck are you?
Listen to me. Do everything Jeremiah tells you. One misstep will mean danger, perhaps death. Keep close to Jeremiah. Goodbye.
Hey, what's he gone to? And what did she mean, danger?
If you were to take one short step past the path on your left, you'd plunge into a bottomless crater.
Hey.
This is the beginning of the trail of courage and endurance. The bones of many men lie at the bottom of the chasm in this place of darkness.
Jack and Doc will come to you tomorrow at the same hour when you hear Doc say...
You mean we're actually going to see a volcano?
Not only see it, but your next test is to walk the rim of the crater.
I Love a Mystery, written and produced by Carlton E. Morris, comes to you Monday through Friday. Featuring Russell Fortin as Jack Packard and Jim Bowles as Doc Long. The Sheriff Russell as Uganda, Robert Dryden as Jeremiah the Hermit, and Louis Van Rooten as the Monk. And is directed by Mel Bailey. Your announcer has been Ted Melly.